going to be a blue town again. Well, see, further down is Baird. Well, a lot of people live in that little town. There's a few homes there. There's a lot of, like this home here. See this home here? It's right in the between the mountains. But there are people, you know, there are many people that have their homes up there to go rest and stuff like that. But that's about all. Now, our home was built just like this one, right there in the mountains.
Oh, so you were up in the mountains rather than down in the town itself?
Well, it's a plateau. It's like flat. And then the mountains on the top. It's not mountains. There's a big space. There's no mountain. But all you have to do is go up and then you'll see the mountain, the pine trees.
Well,
you more or less can see it the way we
saw. Your aunt, grandmother, who lived next door, were their neighbors very close? Or did you have a lot of open space around your house?
Well, we had a big lot with two houses and one big piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of homes. The road that would go clear up to town, then the railroad, see this train, I even took pictures. I used to wait for this train right here to say bye. And it happened, it's going up there now to get some of that mineral that they're digging in there. See, this is where our house used to be.
I see.
And now further back, that's where they're digging too for some metals. And they're not hills, they're mountains.
Right.
Yeah, they're mountains. Beautiful, they're all covered with pine trees. Because that's all there is, only pine trees. I'm trying to see where the railroad used to be.
Now, you showed me a picture of a town named
Belen. Yeah.
Was that someone in your father's family's name that you were named after? You say it's an Indian name.
Yeah, it is. You know, but that I don't know. That's a little town that they named. The name was Belen.
Yeah.
You know, just like other little towns.
Who were you named after? Do you know?
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. If that town was there before I was born, because it was only villages when I was born. There was no big town. I think Silver City was about the biggest one in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. And Santa Fe was the capital. And even when I was born, it was still territory. It wasn't even during the Union until 1912.
Now, was your father in that area? There very often were fights in the mines and attempts to unionize them. Was he involved in the union?
No. The people were very peaceful there. A lot of people started coming from Mexico, you know, from Guadalajara, and very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were educated, too. You know, we didn't have just common people.
Was there any union there?
Oh, no. It's not like these other places that in the Middle West, you know, that they always say, no, it wasn't that bad at all. Because everybody cooperated. It was not, I mean, they didn't have no reason to get a union or, I never heard of unions. In fact, when I was growing up, when I heard about unions in L.A., it wasn't very pleasant. So I grew up not liking unions. I left jobs because I didn't want to join a union. Because
really?
Now it's compulsory. Yeah. But according to what I read and what I heard from the people that knew more than I did, you see? So that's the way my life was. Of course, now it's a different world. I don't think I could cope with it now. I don't think I could go to work and cope with the people or no, because it's I'm too old to change and I don't like what I see.
Well, let's go back and talk about the house a little bit more.
That is the one thing I'm trying to find out. Because I wanted you to see that house so bad.
Well, why don't you describe it for me, maybe?
It's, that's not awful that I had some. I should have had all this, but I didn't know you was going to ask me for the... But I wanted this. Well, not, you know, when you meet someone for the first time, you don't bless you as you start getting more. See, this is a picture I'm showing up. This was Phoebe's first organ.
It looks like it was wood then.
Well, you know, that house is almost old as I am, almost 70 years old. I'm surprised it's still standing.
So shortly after they were married,
Yes.
Built the house.
Yes, he built the house. See, they were married in 1910.
Mm-hmm.
I think in June of 1910. And he ran for a while. And then he started building the house. And he wanted to have that house finished by the time that I was born. So he missed it by 2 months. I was still born in the little house that he had rent. And I moved in there when I was 2 months old.
Ah, now tell me about, are there any stories about your birth? Were you born at home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were there any stories about your birth? Who took care of your mother and helped her?
Oh, my grandmother and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think all those people were very united, I think. They helped each other and they were happy.
Mm-hmm.
Was
there a midwife or?
No, she had her own doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And no, my birth was fine. I weighed 11 pounds. And
no,
I cried a lot. I was chubby. I was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever having a cold till 1941 when I was working for the aircraft. And I had a very happy childhood.
Tell me, now, if you can describe what you remember about the house, too.
Oh, I remember all the beautiful furniture my mother was getting,
mm-hmm.
beautiful stove. All the ladies was coming out of there, and the porch that my dad had built with screen all around it for me to play, for me and my brother to play.
This is the porch in front here.
Let's see. See, they turned. See, this was the living room up to here. See, there was a living room,
mm-hmm.
and then all this was a porch.
Oh, I see.
And all this was screen, mm-hmm. so we could play there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was wood. If I remember, it was wood. But now they have what do you call it?
It looks like it's corrugated steel.
Yeah,
something.
That's what it is now. Mm-hmm. And then we had the fence. This fence mm-hmm. was a little further down here because we had a lot of land mm-hmm. in front. Mm-hmm.
And how many bedrooms were there? Do you remember?
Three. Mm-hmm. I remember we had two little ones and a big one for my mother and my dad. And we had a living room and we had a big kitchen.
And it was a wood stove that she got?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She had a big one. It was a big stove with an oven on there on the top, and I can't recall how many burners, and she had an oven too,
mm-hmm.
and a place where you put the wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful stove. I wish I had it now.
And did you have an outdoor privy or did you have plumbing?
No plumbing. There was no plumbing. That's the one I showed you. Remember I showed the outside John
mm-hmm.
there?
Right.
That's the one we had.
But it looks like there was electricity. Do you recall? No
mm-hmm.
electricity?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had this... that I remember so well. They had kerosene lamps.
Mm.
It was a beautiful lamp. It was platinum with a white cup. Then it had little burners, white burners that used to burn. But I don't know what they used to put in. It must have been kerosene.
Yeah, or oil or something.
But, oh no, nobody had electricity at that time. Mm-mm. Electricity was a baby who had been born then.
Because I see lines here.
That was a telephone. They had a telephone just maybe to the offices downtown they used to send the telegrams,
mm-hmm.
you know, telegraph lines is what it was.
How big would you say the town was when you were growing up there?
Approximately 2,000, mm-hmm. not even that.
And were most of the people miners and miners' families?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How far was the mine from the town itself?
It was quite a ways. I just can't recall.
A couple of miles?
Yeah, several miles. They weren't too close.
Was it just one company? Were there several companies?
No, I think it was one or two companies,
mm-hmm.
that's all. Mm-hmm.
And what were the other people in the town? Were they mixed, also Indian, Spanish, Mexican? or were there, what was the town like?
Yeah, there were a lot of whites, too. A lot of white cowboys. There were cowboys in Texas, I guess. And, but it was mostly Spanish and Indians at first. That's all it was. And a few white. And then people started coming from Mexico, because the United States would let them come in. At that time, they didn't even need a visa or nothing, just come in. You know, because I think that was in the treaty, that they weren't supposed to close the line, they were supposed to come in and work and go back. And I think it was on the treaty, they weren't supposed to take the Spanish language away from the schools. That was in the treaty too, but they took everything. In fact, when I used to go to school, they used to say, don't you speak that dog language here. And the sister had a bar of soap, I'll never forget. We were only four Spanish kids in the school, right here on 2nd and Main, in Cathedral, St. Viviana on 2nd and Main. And she scrubbed the mouth, one word in Spanish, and it was a sister, mind you, Catholic sister. Now they tell me, well, how come your children don't speak Spanish? It's because we didn't want them to speak. Now they're all mixed up. Yeah. When did I ever hear... To vote, but we had a show original citizens, we didn't know, I don't know how to speak English now. Now, I don't know what's going on.
Well, tell me, in New Mexico, in the school, was Spanish one of the languages or not?
No, they were white women, because they were already, it was the territory, but they were already paying on...
So the teachers were all white women?
Uh-huh, white women.
And how about the students?
We were mixed. We were mixed.
Now, were they, when you say it was Indian and Spanish, were there also Mexicans, or they were just beginning to come up?
They just beginning to come up.
After the revolution?
Uh-huh, after the revolution, see, because all that was, even Mexico was all Spanish territory. See, and then they started over there, and they just kept on going.
Now, what about, you said there were a lot of white cowboys. They didn't work in the mine, though. They worked on the...
Yeah,
on
no, they didn't work, the white didn't work in the mines.
So the mines were all Indian and...
Yeah, and there were a few Indians too, because most of them were on the reservation, you see. But my dad got away. Some way he got away. So there were Mexicans started coming from Mexico. Very nice people. And we all got along fine. Then a lot of them came from Spain. That we had three teachers. They were my mother's friends, and they were teachers in Spain. So they came to New Mexico because a lot of Spaniards were. In fact, Albuquerque now it's all you don't call them Mexicans up there because they don't like that. And they enrolled me in the school so I could learn how to speak Spanish and write it.
Now, tell me who your childhood friends were before you went to school. What would you do? You said your father built this big porch. Who would you play with before you went to school?
We the children that, see, I was raised that I couldn't just have anybody as a friend. In fact, I don't think I could, because it was like a family. Friends. We knew who my friends, I knew who their parents were, my parents knew who they were. See, that's the way I was raised. I wasn't raised with outsiders. Unless a new family come in, then my parents would go introduce themselves and see who they were, and that's the way I was raised. Even in Los Angeles, I was raised the same way.
Now, were these neighborhood children then?
Mm-hmm, neighborhood children.
What sorts of things would you do with each other? What kind of games would you play?
Oh, we'd play out in the, make mud pies and jump rope, but what I liked best was to play dolls and paper dolls. And bake a patty cakes out in the sun and feed them to my brother.
How much younger was your brother than you were?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. And tell me, how was starting school then?
Oh, it was a big deal. I really did like school. And see, they used to teach us Spanish in school too. In fact, this is where I learned Silent Night first in Spanish. In Spanish and English.
When you went to school, did you know any Spanish at all? Did your mother talk to you?
Oh, yes, a few words, you know, I learned. I like to learn both. And then my mother used to speak mostly. She never did care to speak English.
Oh.
I don't know why. She resented that, and she never did care. but she speaks a different Spanish. Uh-huh. It's not like the one they speak now.
Uh-huh.
You know, we never heard anything about Chicana. Now, to me, that word is insulting. Uh-huh. The way I was raised, to that word was the most common word that anybody could ever think of. Now it's everybody says Chicano. See, so that's, see, a lot of our people really don't know the culture, really don't know the background, and they think we're all the same. Mm-hmm. I come across prejudice, but I figure they're ignorant. And so once we start talking, then I tell them, well, what's what? You see?
Now, when you, was the school, when you first started school, just a little one-room schoolhouse?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your teacher when you first began?
No, I can't remember her name. I wish I could, but see, I think I was there only up till the second grade when we came to California.
Did you go to kindergarten or did you start with the first grade?
I went to kindergarten.
And then when you and your brother were the only children when your father made the move to California?
No, we were, let me see. It was me and my brother, and Laura, my sister, and Jimmy, my brother.
Oh, so they were already four.
Four.
And when he came out to look things over before the whole family came, what kind of job was it that they had gotten for him?
He used to work in a lumber house right there on 9th and Santa Fe.
And his sister and brother were here, you said? Mm-hmm. And they had gotten help. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because his brother used to work in a lumber yard.
Mm-hmm. So how long was he here before he sent for the family then?
Oh, he was here about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what did you think about moving?
I didn't want to come. I cried. I told my grandma that I was going to jump out the window in the train, that I didn't want to come. Well, my mother wrote to my dad. You know, she figured that was going to upset me, and it might hurt me in later years, which I think it did, because my mother and I can't just seem to get along at all. So my dad said no. Of course, I was the first one, and I was his favorite. So we came, but I was there. It took me a long time to get.
Why were you so unhappy about coming?
I didn't want to leave my grandmother. I didn't want to leave the place because I thought it was beautiful, my dolls, everything. I didn't want to leave that to that behind. It took me a long time to really face reality. In my young days, you know, it's hard for a child to face reality, but I guess I did, or I don't know, I finally did.
Did you bring anything with you?
My dolls, a couple of my dolls, just a bottle, nothing else, and of course my clothes.
Why did your mother feel that she was going to leave everything instead of trying to bring it?
That's what we can understand. Was she thinking my grandmother was there and my grandfather? She probably deep inside of her, she thought of going back.
Oh.
I don't know. She never did admit that. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, this whole time that their feelings were concealed so good, they were never, certain things, they were very private. Mm-hmm. Others, well, they tell you stories about the other thing they kept it private.
Yeah. That reminds me, what was the relationship like between your mother and father? How would they make decisions and handle the children? How did they do those sorts of things?
Well, my dad was he was the head of the family, but still, he allowed my mother to make certain decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't ever remember him and my mother quarreling. Mm-hmm. They never did argue in front of us, never. They never used hard language.
Mm-hmm.
They never smoked or drank in front of us, and they taught us religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, things that like, that a child should know.
Well, when you were young, still in New Mexico, mm-hmm. if you had a problem or were mm-hmm. upset about something, who would you go to?
My dad. I think my dad was, I don't know why, my grandmother. My mother was kind of backwards. She wouldn't get close to the children. She wouldn't, you know, just put your arms around you, kiss you. And no, she wasn't that type. She was a very, very cold woman. Mm-hmm. And I think I was opposite from her. I wanted love. I wanted attention. I wanted everybody to be happy and smile and laugh. And that's the way I was. See? So I would find that in my grandmother. And I would find that in my dad. my dad would put his arm around me. Well, what's your problem today? And mm-hmm. and he would listen to me. And then he would tell me what to do. And as I was growing up, he'd always would tell me. He allowed me to be me. To grow up. He didn't say, you can't do that, you can't do this. I trust you as you're growing up. I trust you. I told you the difference between right and wrong right now at your age. Your values, everything. Mm-hmm. That you're supposed to, you know, be on the lookout. And that's all he did. Now if he sees that I was really getting out of line, then he says, okay, that's enough. He'd punish me and he'll deprive me of the thing that I really like to do. And gee, that was, like when I was a teenager, I loved to dance. So he would punish me by letting me go to the dance couple of times. He used to take me to the dance. Now at that time, the parents used to take me to the dance and they'd go sit up in the gallery and we'd dance. Then maybe the following week, the mother of the other girl would, but we never did go alone.
Now if there was a disagreement, for instance, about moving, it mm-hmm. sounds like your mother didn't really want to move. But he said, that's it, the family's moving, when you came to California.
Well, I think they talked it over. And because I never seen my dad demanding. Mm. Or telling Mama, you have to. Or mistreat my mother, or yell at my mother. No. Not till after I was married, after he started getting older and the kids started giving him trouble. The other ones were different. The ones that were born here, you know, the years had turned, and they were different than us, the first ones, see? That's when my dad started getting his nerves. He started getting older and things like that, but...
Tell me